Michael Jones is in with movie reviews. Morning, Michael.
In this case, just movie review.
Movie review.
Only one this morning.
Movie review.
Yes, this one, mid-90s, written and directed by Jonah Hill.
Ooh, I know that name.
Yes, he was in films like 22 Jump Street, Moneyball, Superbad, Knocked Up.
I can't believe you're naming an actor I know.
Well, there you go. There you go. Something new. So he wrote and directed this film, but starring in this film are Sonny Sulyuk, Catherine Waterston, Lucas Hedges, Nicole Smith, Olan Prenat, Gio Galicia, and Ryder McLaughlin. Now, mid-90s is the story of Stevie, played by Sonny Sulyuk. He lives with his mom, played by Catherine Waterston, and his troubled older brother, Ian, played by Lucas Hedges. It's summer, it's Los Angeles, Stevie's 13 and he's bored. So he ends up hanging out at the local skate shop, where he becomes entranced by the activities of Ray, fuck shit, Ruben, and fourth grade. Yes, that is the kid's nickname.
Well, okay.
Apparently he does have a real name, but fuck shit is what he's called.
Good-o.
Well, these four guys and now Stevie, they like to skate and they like to hang out.
Party hard.
Yes, they're all a little older than Stevie, but they gradually accept him into the group as he demonstrates a willingness to take risks, sometimes far beyond the scope of his actual skating abilities. Now, the group, in spite of all living by the skate or die creed, they all have different personalities. First of all, there's Ray. He's probably the oldest of the bunch, played by Nicole Smith. He's very serious about skating and wants to go pro. Then there's fuck shit, played by Olan Prenat. He's almost as good as Ray, but he's become distracted by partying and drugs and girls.
Is that how he got that nickname?
Well, he got that nickname because that's what he says every time someone tells him something interesting.
Right, okay.
You know, fuck shit.
Okay.
Anyway, maybe I should stop saying that. Ruben is probably the second youngest of the bunch. He's played by Gio Galicia. He comes from an abusive home, and the crew, this crew of guys, are his only real family that he can sort of trust and hang out with and not get beaten up by. And then there's fourth grade, played by McLaughlin. He's supposedly dumb, and all the rest of the bunch treat him as dumb, but he's actually quite a talented filmmaker. He's always filming everybody else on the skateboards, and you sort of know he's going to do something good. I don't know, maybe this is the Jonah Hill character in the film. But that's pretty much it for the film. We just tag along with Stevie and the gang for the summer, really. You could call this a coming-of-age film, but as Stevie's still only about 13, he's still got a lot of coming of age to do. So there are some interesting episodes. But look, if you've seen Larry Clark's Kids...
No.
No. Okay. Or Crystal Moselle's Skate Kitchen, and I'm sure Jonah Hill certainly has, you will recognise the naturalistic slice of lifestyle filmmaking. And at times it almost seems like a wildlife documentary as we watch these adolescents going about the business of just living in the moment and their only concerns being where to skate or where to party next. And also they do have a really lovely brotherly bond between five of them, which even a couple of really, really dumb decisions don't seem to shatter that bond. Now, if you're a teenager who's into skateboarding and you're too young to have seen Kids, perhaps you'll consider this film worth checking out. Like I said, while this film is similar to Kids, it actually has a lot more heart than Kids. It lacks the malevolence and the graphic sex of that film. So if you're an adult and you're worried about your kid going to see mid-90s, it'll be fine. Yeah, so if you're a teenager, you'll probably think it's sick and you might even be stoked to see this film. But if you did do your skating in the 90s, you've probably come across all these characters before in real life. You'll probably only see this movie for the nostalgia factor and maybe some of the music. You may even find this one a bit sketchy and want to bail. It's not a bad directorial debut effort from Jonah Hill, and it'll be interesting to see if the stars of this film go on to bigger and better careers as actors.
Gnarly. That's my contribution to that conversation. Thanks so much, Michael.
Pleasure.